Kilai in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. So now we deal with animals. Now the issur with animals is to mate them together if they're two different species, or to have them plow a field or to work together like that. So Hazev v'Hakelav. The Mishnah starts with a wolf and a dog. So obviously if a dog is, it's a machlokes what a dog is, if it's a behema, if it's a domesticated animal, or a chaya, just like a wild animal. So this Mishnah obviously holds, not like Reb Meir that we're going to have later in the Masechta, Tanakhama holds here that it's a wild animal, similar to a wolf. And still, even though a dog and a wolf are somewhat similar, they're both chayas, we're going to see that every one of these animals in the Mishnah, it's kilaim, even though they're similar. So zeva kelev, kelev ha-kufri v'ashul. Kelev ha-kufri seems to be a specific type of dog that looked like a fox. Maybe it was used to hunt, things like that. And shul is the fox. Ha-izim v'ha-tzvoyim. Izim are goats. Tzvoyim is the plural of tzvi. So this is interesting because we would always think that a tzvi is a deer. But this tzvi, the tzvi in the Mishnah here, has to be similar to a goat. And Taisus on Shashem here, bringing the Rishash, it's a raya. Rashi says in Chulin that a tzvi is not a deer, but rather a tzvi is like a wild goat. It's a gazelle. And I have a picture below because it has to be similar to the thing in the Mishnah. One would think that it's not kilayim. So the chiddush in the Mishnah is a goat, and this tzvi is not kilayim. So mistam, it looks like a goat. And it says in the Steinbuck, which is a Steinbuck. It's called a rock goat. And Taisus actually holds that a tzvi, the word tzvi, is a deer, like we know, like it's a hirsch, like the name, Tzvi Hirsch. So again, goats and gazelles, it's going to be a problem of kilayim. Ha-ye'elim v'ha-rechelim. Ye'elim is ibex, the picture below. And rechelim we know are ewes, a female sheep. So these two together, even though they look like each other, they're similar, it's still kilayim. Ha-sus v'ha-pered, a horse, and a pered. Pered is a mule. When they would crossbreed a horse and a donkey, they would get a mule. So whether it's the susva pered, which is the horse and the mule, and a pered v'achamor, and a mule and a donkey. So even though the mule is a crossbreed between a horse and a donkey, with each one of them, or all of them, any one, any combination is going to be kilayim. And even though the pered has similarities with both of them, still one is not allowed to then take the pered and have kilayim, whether it's to mate it or work together with either the chamor or the sus. And then finally, hachamor ve'orud, a donkey and a wild ass. Afal pisha daimin zelazah, even though they appear like each other, all the cases in this Mishnah, all the animals in this Mishnah, kilayim zevazah. They're kilayim to each other. And I have pictures of a lot of these animals below.